Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's always been taboo to ask until now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do
True.
It. It's time again for Booker, Alex, and Audrey. Share your salary.
Share your salary. Share your salary.
All right, y'all. On the phone with us now is Sarah from Cedar Park. Good morning, Sarah.
Hey,
queen.
Woo. We appreciate you coming on the radio. Tell everybody how much money you make for a living. Thank you for sharing your salary. All right, Sarah is an occupational therapy assistant.
Okay.
You say okay like you know what that means.
Is that now occupational?
We're about to find out.
Yeah, we're about to find out.
We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. We'll ask you a bunch of questions, Sarah. When we're done, we're going to play a 3-minute song. We'll come back, and then we'll guess what we think you make, and you'll finally tell us, all right?
All right.
All right, here we go. 60 seconds starts right now.
Is there like therapy with the muscles or like with the mind?
great question.
Is it
muscles or
a little bit of both?
Yeah. We're a holistic approach, right? So physical therapy, you think of like muscles and stretching. Occupational therapy, you think of like your whole life view, like a holistic view. So kind of a double whammy there.
All right. So tell me, what kind of person would come in to see you?
Another great question. So I actually work at a nursing home. And so we deal a lot with short-term rehab. So if your grandma comes in and she's broken her hip,
mm-hmm.
we work a lot with making sure that she can get herself dressed and stuff like that before she goes home.
What kind of education do you have to have?
So for my level, it's an associate's degree. However, to be an occupational therapist, that's where you need a master's. But I'm just at a 2-year associate.
So when I broke my leg in 8 places running with the Bulls in Pamplona, Spain, and I went to get therapy and they cut me and all that crap just so I could walk again, was that an occupational therapist?
It very well could have been. Did you have somebody helping you like learn how to like put socks and shoes on again because you couldn't bend? Because that definitely would have been OT.
No, I knew how to put socks and shoes on. I just didn't know how to walk.
Well, that was probably PT. That was not us.
Do you get paid hourly or salary?
Hourly.
Okay.
Are you still confused by what exactly the difference is?
No. See, at first I thought like therapists like Tony Soprano would like lay down on a sofa and talk. That's not it, obviously.
No, that's not it.
So I'm good. I'm on the right track now.
All right. Give me another example of why someone would see an occupational therapist.
Okay, so in pediatrics, if kids have a hard time with sensory processing disorders, like too much sound, too much light, like in schools, OT will see them to work on sensory processing and or handwriting if kids are fidgety. And
I think I got it. Like okay, that. Let me give you a real-life situation. So we have a very close friend who has a son that is on the spectrum, and he still to this day walks around all day long on his tippy toes. So he would see an occupational therapist to help with that.
In the schools, yes. Like, how can he be integrated into a classroom while he needs to be doing that? Absolutely, that would be OT.
Okay, I think I got it now.
All right.
I still have no idea how much money she makes, but do people go into this profession because it's fruitful?
It's very fulfilling.
Okay.
There's a lot of different settings as well, so.
All right, Sarah from Cedar Park, the occupational therapy assistant. What else did we learn, Audrey?
Well, Sarah told us that they mainly work with a holistic point of view where they're approaching someone's entire life, adapting it to whatever challenges they're facing. So it's the muscles and the mind, gentlemen.
All right.
She works in a nursing home. They would help out with short-term rehab for people who might have broken hips or anything like that. She has an associate's degree, and she is really a hero that we all need.
That is true. Okay, let's start off with our guesses. Alex, you want to go first?
Yeah. Jennifer sent a text to 51993 saying $65,000 a year.
That was right about where I was
thinking. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to go with it. So Jennifer, let's do it.
65 grand. All right. Audrey, how about you?
60 flat.
Okay. 60 flat. Now, she does get paid hourly, and she is an assistant. Now, are you striving to become an actual occupational therapist? Is that your goal?
No, I am not.
So you're happy with where you're at?
Absolutely.
Man, I'd say more than that than what Jennifer said, but I'm going to still go with Jennifer. Right, she's confident.
I'm going to go 72,000.
Okay. 72? Oof.
Yeah. 72.5, man.
I learned my lesson.
So random.
Last time I went way too high and I looked like a fool. So.
Okay, so we got 60,000, 65,000, and 72.5.
Let's do it.
So let's find out right now. Sarah in Cedar Park, what is that magic number? How much are you making every year?
I make $67,000 a year.
Oh, we were right. Right there.
Man, listeners are smart.
I mean, seriously.
67. That's really outstanding. And you said it's fulfilling. Now, because you're hourly, do you get to make your own schedule?
Oh, yeah. It's super flexible. If I need off during the week, if kids are sick, I can work on the weekends. It's amazing.
That's awesome. Do you get bonused at all, or can you work overtime?
Overtime, definitely. It's healthcare, y'all. There's always a need.
Wow.
Oh, that is so true.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for taking care of Nana's hips. Thank you for sharing your salary. Now, remember, the reason Share Your Salary works is because of you and your willingness to participate. You do not have to use your name or tell us where you work, but call us right now. 512-643-5947. Or make it real easy. Text the word salary to 51993. Message data rates may apply. Share Your Salary helps everybody, but we do need you.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.